Hello and welcome to NJ Biz Conversations. I'm your host, Jeff Kanaj. My guest today is Tom Iadanza. He is the president of Valley National Bank. Tom, welcome.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thanks for taking the time to do this. I appreciate it. I wanted to start with a sort of a home news update because Valley just moved in within the past few months to a brand new building in the heart of Morristown. Are you all settled in and how are you liking Morristown?
Morristown is wonderful. It's such a vibrant downtown area. It's great for the employees. It's great for the community here. We are more than settled in. We are active, using our building for a lot of community events.
Okay, good. Yes, and I'm anxious to see that. I was talking to Ira Robbins, your CEO, at one of our events last month, and it sounds like it's a great spot. I mean, I know it's a great location, right in the heart of downtown Morristown. For viewers who don't know, it's literally just steps from the Morristown Green, which is a really nice section of Morristown. So, I wanted to start with a couple of things that are in the news right now. First of all, most recently, a proposed rule by the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau that would limit overdraft fees. What is your view of that, and what are the implications for the banking industry if that goes through?
Yeah, we've taken a hard look at that, and last year we actually reduced our overdraft fees, reduced our non-sufficient fees in order to make these accounts more accessible for consumers and let people for them if they have problems. So we have already addressed that in our organization.
Okay, so you're not too worried about that at this point because you're already there.
You're always worried about overregulation, but we're already there in this particular case.
Okay. The other news coming out of Washington has to do with the Federal Reserve and what they're going to do with interest rates. Obviously, there's been some steady increases over the past couple of years to deal with inflation. Indications now suggest that the Fed may stop that and actually begin cutting rates. Are you expecting that, number one? And number two, what is it like? What has it been like doing business in this interest rate environment? And what do you think the future might hold and where Valley will go with what the Fed is going to, what the Fed seems like it's likely to do over the course of 2024?
Yeah, it's hard to predict the timing of the Fed reduction. Certainly, they won't reduce at the same pace they increase, you know, going from almost a zero rate to 5.25 rate in 12 months. You won't see that going on the downside.
Right.
I expect rate decline this year. I think there'll be a pause period before they start reducing rates. Certainly, reducing rates will help on our deposit costs. You know, the banks are running high deposit costs today for a variety of reasons, including the rate environment. And on a flip side, it impacts our borrowing costs for our customer loans. We believe there will be rate reductions. We factored that into our budgeting for the year.
Okay. Now, and that's what you sort of started to get to something I wanted to explore a little bit, and that is the cost of capital, access to capital, particularly for small businesses and underserved communities. How is that playing out now? What role do you see Valley or the banking industry in general to trying to increase access to capital for some of those small businesses?
No, it's a wonderful question. And coming out of COVID and the PPP program, there was certainly a need for minority and women-owned businesses to have access to capital. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, we formed a minority and women's lending initiative, providing education and loans to minority-owned businesses. And some of those loans are $15,000, some are $500,000, millions of dollars. So we have that program. We provide below market opportunities and options for those minority owned businesses to make sure they get that access to capital. It is a problem in many of these communities.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So we've addressed it. We have that in the six states that we operate in, primarily New Jersey and Florida, a little bit in New York. But we already have set up that initiative and we have done quite a bit of business. And a lot of it is in how they can get access to credit, get access to capital, what they need to do to build their businesses to have that access.
Okay. And now the background for this discussion on the question of interest rates and cost of capital and access to capital is what the economy is going to do. I heard from talking to your colleagues, your peers all last year, everyone was certain, and I mean literally everyone was certain, everyone I talked to was certain that there would be a recession at the end, at the second half of 2023. It never happened. It seems like that possibility is receding now. Is that your view? What is your assessment of where the economy might be headed over the course of the next year?
Well, I don't think there'll be a, I think there's a soft landing that will happen. I think the inverted yield curve, you know, which, you know, gives you the impression of a recession and forces you to operate as a bank in a high rate deposit environment, a lower rate lending environment. So from that reset, that was the recessionary pressure banks felt and the customers of the bank felt. And as the Fed lowers and reduces that short-term rate, it'll alleviate that pain. And I think that's the pace that the Fed is working out now. How quickly they do that, how quickly they believe inflation is under control.
Okay, well, that's interesting, an interesting take on it. I'm also interested in a little bit about your views of how the banking industry itself is changing. I'm thinking particularly of technology. First of all, cybersecurity, and second of all, artificial intelligence, AI, which frankly, every discussion I have with virtually every business leader somehow ends up talking about AI, simply because, if for no other reason than that, they're wondering what it is and whether they can use it. How is technology changing the way you do business?
It's a wonderful question. We use AI in many of our operations areas to create efficiencies. We have used innovation to improve the customer experience across the board. We haven't been able to, on the revenue producing side, except for account opening process and things like that, but on the general lending side, it's still that, you know, relationship driven component, manual kind of face-to-face meeting, but on the customer experience, AI and innovation has made tremendous changes and improved every bank's back office, especially ours.
Right, and that really, you sort of touched on the next question, which was customer expectations. I'm curious about how those are changing and have changed, particularly with regard to the pandemic, when nobody wanted to go anywhere and the future was all remote. How has that changed? How has it changed for you? Are you seeing customers wanting to access technology to an even greater extent than before, or are they happy now to get back into branches and to start to do the kinds of business as usual?
Online usage, digital components, not visiting branches, all of okay. That increased. It's increased for us. I'm sure it's increased for every bank.
Okay. And so then, again, looking forward and thinking about what the year may hold, what are you hearing from your customers and clients, particularly on the business side? Obviously, we're a business publication. We're more interested in that, about how they're feeling about the coming year. Are they confident, optimistic, cautious? Afraid? I mean, there's a lot to be concerned about out there. What are you hearing from them?
Yeah, most of it is caution. Most of it is waiting to see what happens in the rate environment.
Okay.
Projects will move forward, but I think they're just waiting for rates to lower before they start entertaining those projects.
Okay. And what about some of the other macro factors that we've heard about? Supply chain disruptions, inflation, the geopolitical situation, war in Europe. There's another presidential election coming and congressional elections. I mean, there's a lot that's sort of roiling what's going on underneath there. Are you hearing some concern about that?
No, on the supply chain side, that's kind of filtered through. So I think the pricing is more in line with where it had been in the past. The geopolitical issues and the pressure in transporting goods and getting goods from parts of the world into the U.S. that cost is going up because of what's going on there. The continued pressure on the government's funding of some of these outside influences will continue to be a problem.
Okay, I ask because I'm just again. Throughout most of last year, I heard a lot of complaints about uncertainty. No one really being able to get a handle on what's been happening, valuations for different companies. Are you feeling a sense that folks have a better handle on where things are going now, or are they still basically throwing up their hands and saying we don't know?
Yeah, looking in our New York, New Jersey, Florida, Alabama market for the most part,
sure. Yeah.
I think there is a demand for product. It's a matter of can they bring that product in or build that product in a cost-efficient manner, given the rate environment today. So the caution is more on waiting for rates to settle. Hopefully rates go down, which will make their investment better return.
It all comes back to interest rates and what the Fed is going to do.
Yeah.
Well, we will watch closely. Finally, before I let you go, I'm interested in a little bit in what's ahead for Valley this year. Where's growth going to come from? What are you looking at? What are you anticipating? What are you planning for 2024?
Yeah, and you know, Valley went through a major systems conversion and upgrade that was accomplished back in October. It was a tremendous experience for us. It had put us on that map to be an innovator in what we can offer customers and how we could manage customers in our back office. That will allow us to better sell through, especially our cash management capability, other products that we've implemented over the years. You know, there's a great deal of optimism on what 2024 will bring us, and we're really looking forward to the challenges of this year.
Okay. Is it more, again, are you thinking more in terms of incremental changes like that, like upgrading technology, things like that, or are there other things that you're looking at, bigger picture things?
Well, we'll continue to make investments in technology,
okay,
including innovation, bringing in fintech partnerships to help us build out what we can, our customer experience and what we can provide to our customers. We'll continue to invest in that front, which is that longer term investment, while making sure that we take care of our customers on a day-to-day basis.
Okay. Well, we'd like to check back with you to see how that's going at some point during the course of the year.
I look forward to it.
Okay. Thank you. Tom Iadanza, president of Valley Bank. Thanks very much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And thank you all for watching. Until next time, stay safe, everyone.